Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachos Daf from Gimel. This Daf is full of the Gadato, but we'll focus today on the Gata and Amud Beis, where the Gemara relates a story that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees Avraham Avinu in Beis Hamikdash in the time of the Churban. And Avraham Avinu asks Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Where are my children?" Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "They sin and they went to Galus." So Avraham Avinu tries to advocate for Am Yisrael. He says, "Maybe they did it b'shoygig. Maybe if you would wait for them to do tshuva, what about Bris Milah? Maybe it was the minority." But everything that he says, every claim that he brings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refutes it and says, that's not a good claim. So then Avraham Avinu puts his hands on his head and he starts screaming and crying. Maybe it's over. Don't worry, Am Yisrael is doing it to Zeis. And the same way the Zeis, the end is where it comes to fruition, so also Am Yisrael, at the end will come back. This Gemara, my Rabbi Ramosha Perez Atzal, used to quote it many times in his famous big shurim in Leil Tisha B'Av. And one akuda they used to say a lot is, if you look at the Gemara, seems to be something very strange in the Mahalach of the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu brings some S'chusim for Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him there's nothing there. So then Avraham Avinu starts crying and screaming. Then comes a Baskel and tells him everything will be okay. So first of all, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to wait for Avraham Avinu to cry and scream? Why can't he tell him right away they'll be okay in the end? Furthermore, the beginning, the one who's speaking to Avraham Avinu is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the answer that comes in the end comes to the Lashon Baskel. Why does it change from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Basko? So I'm going to explain the following. We know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, He does for the good. But that's something that we don't see on the surface. On the surface, things seem to be bad. But we know that be'oimek, everything will turn to be good. But it's not only that we pretend that it's bad on the surface. We actually have to receive and accept the bad, accept the punishment, in order for the underneath the surface to come about. Dugma ladover, if when a person chas l'shalom has an avelus, why he doesn't sit down, he's sitting shiva, he's crying, he doesn't go up and dance and say, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he did a toiva. Because that's not the way to accept the punishment. And I always like to bring the following mashal. Mashal, a father who comes and gives a punishment to his son. Imagine that the son turns to the father and says with a smile, "Father, this punishment that you gave me is such an appropriate punishment. I'm so happy that you gave it to me, because that's what I deserve. And that will educate me and bring me back to good." Not only that's not, you know, the proper answer, but it's a chutzpah. The son cannot answer his father this way when he gets punished. The proper answer is to accept the punishment with his head down and tears in his eyes. And even though in his heart of heart he knows what his father is doing for him is for his own good, but the way to accept the punishment is to accept the punishment as a punishment. And this is the yesod of this Gemara. Avraham Avinu comes to advocate for Am Yisrael on the surface to come and say, they deserve to get to not go to Galus. Because Bo tells Avraham Avinu, if you go based on the Midas Adin, on the judgment, if you go based on the surface, there's no chance. They're out. Anything that you advocate does not work. So Avraham Avinu has to come and put his hands on his head and scream and cry and say, Shema Elam Takono. Based on what we revealed, based on the surface, Am Yisrael L'chur is over. Comes a Baskoil, Davka Baskoil. What's a baskoil? When Nivu is mistalek, how you mishtam shem a baskoil. Baskoil is a revelation that comes when you do not have a direct connection and gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A baskoil comes from underneath the surface and tells Avraham Avinu, you should know, at the end of the day, everything will be okay. But that's only after Avraham Avinu accepted the bad news and started crying and yelling. Once you accept it, then you could go to the next stage that comes beneath the surface. And this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, "Kol Misabel Yushalayim Zoyche V'Yirei B'Simchaso." Reb Chaim V'Loshner famously asks, "It should say Yiske V'Yir B'Simchaso." It should be in the future, But it says Zoyche V'roi, he's Zoyche V'roi right now, B'simchoso. If a person cries in Yerushalayim, he right now is able to connect what's beneath the surface. Like Avraham Avinu, when he cries, then the Baska comes out. And so I have to hear the Gemara in the end of Maseches Makis, that when they go and they see the Shul Yoytze B'Yitzkotcha Kadoshim, so the friends of Rebbe Akiva are crying, and Rebbe Akiva is Metzachek. Only after the friends cry could come Rabbi Akiva, who's Megala, what you don't see on the surface, and he can laugh. But first you have to have the cry. First you have to have the acceptance of the punishment. Then the Gilui underneath the surface could come out. And this is a Yisoid Niflo for us. Whenever a person goes through hardship in life, we have to have that combination. We have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message. There is here a punishment. There is something here that we have to accept and understand. That there's something that is being sent to us. And then with that, we have the emunah and bitachon that from this will come a Yeshua. That dual feeling, that's the way Avodas Hashem needs to be. That's the Yisrael Gadol Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal explained based on this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.